Hello, you are listening to CITR Docs Season 3, Keep It Local, a collection of audio documentaries that explore current affairs topics in Vancouver and the Lower Mainland. These documentaries were made by producers at CITR 101.9 FM, the University of British Columbia's campus and community radio station, located on unceded Coast Salish Musqueam territory. This series was made possible by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada. To hear more CITR Docs from this season or previous seasons, look up CITR Docs on Stitcher or iTunes, or visit citr.ca/docs. You're about to hear Heart of Bronze by Nora Becker and Kenzie Hoffman. This short doc is about the statue of an old man that went missing from a park bench in Lynn Valley, North Vancouver. In this endearing true story, Kenzie and Nora uncover a romantic motive as they try to find out who pulled this unlikely prank. Take a listen.
In my neighborhood, Lynn Valley, which is just up the hill in North Vancouver, there sits a statue of an old man with a secret locked behind his bronze lips. The secret involves a long-forgotten history, an unexpected adventure, and of course, romance.
His name is Walter Draycott, and we decided to look into his story.
The statue, Old Man Walter, has always been a part of my town. I even remember when I was a toddler being placed on his knee while the adults oohed and awed about how cute it looked. The young and the old, one alive, one a statue. Other people sit next to him while they wait for the bus, put Santa hats on him during the holidays, and stick poppies on him on Remembrance Day. He's just always been there, until one day he wasn't.
To clarify, he wasn't missing an entire day, only a night. And thankfully, he was discovered early the next morning on a bench in Cole Harbor, sitting next to a statue of an old woman. The day just happened to be Valentine's Day. The woman statue is made by J. Seward Johnson, Jr. In the springtime, visitors put fresh flowers in her hair and hands as she sits looking into her bronze purse. She is called Search.
I think she's secretly searching for Old Man Walter.
Not unless he's lost in her purse.
Good point.
Still, it was intentional that he was put next to her. The pranksters had to play matchmaker and set these two lonely statues up. But who? Who pulled off moving an entire statue from the center of town without being seen?
No one knows. There was barely any media attention, and Walter was returned quickly, before anyone noticed his absence. The weirdest part is that no one seems to remember the year it happened, and there were no pictures of the cute couple either. Yet the whole town has heard about this prank.
What if it was just a rumor then?
We decided to ask Walter himself.
Come on, Walter, you're being so stubborn today. You're not telling us anything.
He's so much smaller than I imagined. I like his hat that he's wearing, but his ears are gigantic. They're the size of my entire index finger.
But, like, how the heck did they move this thing? Like, he's bolted down to the ground almost with this, like, cement block. You know, I wonder if that's new or not. Like, if they put that there after he was moved, or if they somehow had to, like, I don't know.
Pry like, him up from the ground.
Yeah, just to move him for Valentine's Day.
Unfortunately, Walter didn't have much information for us, so we turned to Google for some help.
Oh, I found a North Shore News article interviewing an employee from the North Van Museum and Archives that confirms that the prank happened. But they don't mention what year it was.
Do you think we should call them?
Yeah, sure, if you do all the talking.
Hi, Sabrina. I was wondering if you can direct me to someone who knows about the Walter Draycott statue that was moved on Valentine's Day a few years ago?
Let me ask. sorry for the wait there.
No worries.
I can direct you to our administrative service coordinator. She'll have the information for you, and if she doesn't, she can direct you to the person who will.
Reaching out to the NVMA turned into a dead end, and we were left with even more questions.
We decided to do a little internet stalking about the real Walter and went back to the North Vancouver Museum and Archives website. They have over 1,500 diary entries that Walter Draycott wrote while he served as a military photographer and topographer in World War I. He was also one of the pioneers that helped build Lynn Valley from the ground up. On the site, there are pictures of Walter as a young boy with his family in North Vancouver.
Looking at these old photos of him freaks me out a little, because he isn't just a random old man statue who's a part of town shenanigans, but a person who had a real life. Knowing his accomplishments, like developing Lynn Valley, I can see why the town was protective of him and got him back on his bench so quickly on that Valentine's Day. I still wish someone paused to take a photo, though.
Look at this.
Wait, where?
Right here.
Oh, no way.
Walter was a bachelor all his life, right up until he died at 102. Do you think that's why they chose Walter for the prank?
I guess we'll never know, but personally, I don't think so. I think he was just an available statue, and so was she, and it was Valentine's Day. But him never marrying or having someone is just the icing on the cake for this Valentine's Day message.
I wonder if the pranksters even knew that about him.
Originally, we set out to find who was behind this cute crime. In the end, we discovered that the story isn't centered around who did it, but rather who the statues were. She was searching for something, and he was a lonely bachelor. Their romance was out of their control, set up by some unknown pranksters playing Cupid. Whether on a bus, in the classroom, or on a park bench, sometimes it can be as simple as sitting next to the right person.
And other times, you're just stuck next to that mouth breather.
I'm a side of a blue, some spark, golden.
We'd like to thank CITR for this opportunity,
Alex for her patience,
the NVMA for their archival work,
Walter for being an interesting subject,
and thanks to those mysterious pranksters, whoever you are.
This episode features the songs Blimp by James Beaudreau and Cider Bubble by Secret Jane from the Free Music Archive.